This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Youth Baseball Talk. Only on lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jim Cromer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Monday morning solution of Youth Baseball Talk. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and I'd like to welcome in everybody from hopefully a great weekend. And most of you probably spent it on a baseball diamond somewhere, so I hope your experiences were great and everybody had a good time. So make sure you guys know all about us, of course. We are Youth Baseball Talk. Learn all about us, youthbaseballtalk.com. At Podcast Baseball is our Twitter handle. Really enjoying Twitter lately, especially as our numbers keep increasing and we're getting more engagement on Twitter. And I really like it because it's an easy way for people to share some of the neat stuff that's going on out there in the world of baseball. So at Podcast Baseball is where you can find us. Facebook, of course, always good stuff. Facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk. Great way to engage. Lots of videos, things like that on Facebook. Feel like I learn something new every day, usually from something on there. And of course, your emails mean a lot to me. info@youthbaseballtalk.com. Even the ones that, you guys, especially on the Monday Morning Solution, sometimes you guys want to take a different stance on a few things. Some of this stuff is personal, of course. I had an email from a lady asking my opinion about something. And I told her, I said, I'm always happy to share my opinions, but please keep in mind that they're purely my own opinions. And they're probably the majority of the time from some of the failures that I've had, both as a parent and a coach, that have led me to where I'm at with some of those opinions. So, I think that's the only way we learn, right? So as long as everybody understands what they are, it's great to share. So subscriptions, that's the easiest way to, really keep up with what we're doing here. It's free. Just go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or any major podcast outlet and just click the subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star rating and review if you think we're worthy. The easiest way to subscribe to the show is just go to youthbaseballtalk.com, our website, and you'll see right there, you just click the button and it'll help you subscribe. So really good stuff. Really happy to be proud of part of the Lineup Media Group. Check out lineupmedia.fm. You can learn a whole lot about this podcast network and how quickly it's growing and some of the different shows, of course, that you can use for entertainment value depending on what you're out there. I mean, I talk all the time about my friend Pete Caliendo and his Inside Pitch show and how informative it is for a youth baseball show that gives you a little bit more insight, especially into the world, so to speak, of youth baseball. Of course, Chasing Pucks with Panger is a great show. The NHL show, there's a lot of crossover between hockey and baseball. Really good stuff there. Of course, there's some MMA stuff on there, which is very popular. And of course, there's just all kinds of different things, especially for you moms out there. We've got some great shows with some ladies that really dive into what's going on in the world. So really, really neat stuff. And just keep sharing this show. That's all I ask. You guys are doing a great job of sharing the content with your friends and family and people that you associate on a daily basis in the world of youth baseball. Really appreciate that. That's how the show is growing, and I can't thank you enough. And our shameless Amazon plug, go to youthbaseballtalk.com. Find that Amazon banner down on the right. Click on it. Do all your shopping through there, and we get a little bit of a referral. It costs you nothing. Helps us keep the show rolling. So want to get to it this week. I kind of teased on our regular edition on Thursday that I was going to bring something up on Monday Morning Solutions that I felt like I had not done a good job of. And it's something that I always finding myself having conversations with people about, because at the end of the day, I've just lived it through two kids. And that's, being a parent coach, being a dad coach, I guess is a better term, is a tough thing. For some of the people that I've seen do it over the years that are really, really good at it, I admire them, because I feel very inadequate when I see how well they do at it and how poorly I do at it sometimes. So, I wonder if in the privacy of their own home and in their own cars and when they're alone, if they struggle with some things as much as I have over the years. And while I think I'm much better than I was when I first started in this, and that's always, thanks in part to just experience and then being around some quality people that teach you on a daily basis. If you're going to be, if you are a dad coach, and if you're thinking about becoming a dad coach and getting involved, there's a lot of things I think I want to make sure everybody thinks about either before they do it or while they're doing it, because at the end of the day, it should be awesome. You know, it should be great. I'm at the end of the road here with my son, and I've enjoyed it immensely as I feel like I've been a part of his journey as he's, you know, become a decent player. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds for him, but, you know, it's in his hands. And you know, as much as he wants it, he can go and go get it. But, you know, I feel like I've been through some great experiences with him. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job. But I know there's times where the frustration level, both as coach and dad, have kind of come together. And I've, you know, and it's almost like that Seinfeld episode where, you know, there's independent George and relationship George, and when they come together, you know, worlds collide. You know, for me, as a dad and as a parent, you know, and you're human and you get frustrated because maybe you see things, and this is what typically happens to me is I see my son sometimes, how he is as just as a kid, right? And, you know, I love him to death. He's the greatest thing, you know, my kids, my wife, greatest things ever happened to me. You know, you love them, but they frustrate you, right? Just like I'm sure we frustrate them, you know, and then you combine that, you see that personality kind of take over at a baseball game, and then it leads to not doing well at the baseball game. And then we have what? We have worlds colliding. We have frustration as parent, frustration as coach. And, you know, God bless the people that seem to be able to keep that under control, because I try to do my best and I think I do a good job most of the time, but I guess I'm human, of course. And if I'm having a bad day, it seems like my tolerance level for that is real short. And I've caught myself lately, and you know what? Part of it is I know I'm at the end of the road and I'm more than ready for it. People are like, are you really going to be able to sit on the other side of the fence and watch somebody else coach your kid? And I'm like, absolutely. And you have to be realistic with yourself. And burnout is a real thing that kids deal with in sports. I also think it's a real thing that adults deal with, whether they're coaches or even parents, because let's face it, we're spending a lot of time not doing stuff for ourselves. And that's not selfish, right? I told a good friend the other day that I love this group that I have. I've had the majority of them since they were 7 years old. There's only been a couple of minor changes over these past, 7 years. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, but the reality of it is, you know, it's my second go around. I'm at that juncture now where I know in my heart too, probably towards the end, that my son probably would have benefited by playing for somebody else. Just because, you know, I struggled a little bit with that, as I mentioned earlier, that world's colliding, that parent-coach world. And I feel like it would have been better, but I stuck with it because I felt like I owed it to everybody. I also stuck with it because my son asked me to stick with it because I actually had asked him, you know, would you prefer? And the reality of it is I should have put on big boy pants and said, you know what, I need to step away for the good of everybody, because, you know, this year I don't feel like I've done the job that I had done in past years. I feel like at times I've been good and at times I've been bad, both from a coaching standpoint, both also in an attitude towards my own son and maybe some of my other players. That frustration, I caught that frustration leaking out into other players that I had with the father-son relationship, and that's not good. I mean, we don't want to do that. And I think if you can be realistic and realize that, you know, that it's time to step away. Now it's convenient because it's happening for me here in the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, I'm done. And I've recommitted myself to just enjoying this last little bit of time I have being in the dugout with my son. Cause, you know, starting here in 3 or 4 weeks, it's, you know, pull up a chair, sit on the other side and shut my mouth and live by the expectations that I had set for my own parents. So if you're going to do this, make sure you think long and hard about everything that's involved in it and that you're committed to trying. And I say the word trying, not doing, because we're all human, right? But make sure you're committed to trying to always know and understand that, you know, that there's a fine line between dad and coach and your son. You know, there's no way that a kid can separate the two 100%. They just can't do it. I mean, and we shouldn't unrealistically ask them to do it. So we have to be real careful. And the thing that, you know, if I was to think about all the good things and all the bad things, whatever word you want to use, things that I've done that maybe I was better at than others. The one thing that I always really struggled with was it being okay for me to treat my son the same as everybody else. I mean, I think I went through a stretch where, you know, I always felt like I needed to be a little bit harder on them, not cut them a break, because because the situation dictates it, and you're always worried about people thinking you're playing favorites with your son, because we hear so many horror stories about it, right? You know, our friend Domingo Ayala, you know, talks about coach's kid, and that's a very real thing. I see it, you know, and it's none of my business, so I don't say anything, but I see it in teams we play against. You know, I mean, we'll see a kid pitching a big game or see a kid playing shortstop or leading off that from a skill standpoint really has no business doing it, and we all look at ourselves all the time and say, I'd bet a dollar to 10 that that's a coach's kid. So, you know, that's a very real thing. It's also a very bad thing. I mean, the last thing you want to do is set your kid up in situations that they just can't handle, because this game will beat you down, right? So it's all very real. But I also think just as real as that end of it, it's the other end, and that's, you know what? You know, I've had my assistant coaches tell me before, you know, like give me that talk every now and again that I've asked them to make sure they keep me in check on of, hey, you know, Jim, you nurse every kid through every tough situation, but boy, when it's your kid, you're on him. You know, there is no helping him through. I mean, you expect him to be this and that, and you know, it's not right. And I've done it, and I want to be able to look back on it and think of all the great memories. And of course, just like everybody else in this, unfortunately, there's been times where I haven't been proud of myself and things that I may have said or done or how I reacted. And, you know, I kind of caught myself doing it a little bit lately. And I think part of it is the frustration that, you know, I kind of wish that I could have, you know, that maybe I wasn't as involved as I was. But at the end of the day, it's coming fast and furious. So what I would say to everybody out there on this thing is that if you are doing it, make sure that you've thought long and hard about it and how you'll approach it and find your own ways. This is the thing. There's no, I assure you that there's a lot of great people out there that talk about these things. I've had Gina Paris on my show. She does a great job. There's a lot of great instructors out there that tackle this. But there's a reason why a lot of people are tackling this issue, because it really is an issue. Now, my suggestion would be is to find your own balance, right? Because at the end of the day, I don't know that there is a perfect answer to this, but my suggestion would be is to find your own answers and to find your own balance. And we talk about how key communication is in anything we do. I think communication with your own son is probably doubly important, especially when you're dad. And I think we should be held to the same rules that we ask our parents to be held to, or some of the things I say on this show. I've always said I need to do a better job. You know, that whole car ride home thing that I talk about all the time. You know, sometimes you feel like since you're coach, you're maybe you don't, you know, you're not playing by those same rules. But I found that if I did that as he got older, that it was better. So, you know, it is a great, great little thing to kind of adhere to. But make sure you think about all these things. And then on the other end of that, I would say this, enjoy it. Really enjoy it, because you know, while all this has been going on the last few weeks, and as I get closer and closer and closer to the end date here of my time with him, there are things I'm looking forward to. I say that you know, like this past year, I've found that I'm so kind of burnt that like I don't spend any time alone with him, just me and him going to the cage, or just me and him going to the field because he likes to take grounders, because I'm kind of like I'm spending so much time doing other stuff with a whole team of kids and always organizing and doing all this that I want my time away too. Right. And I'm becoming selfish that way. And that's not always great. So, you know, I'm really feeling that as I get closer to this, that some of that stuff's coming back. Like I'm looking forward to, you know, on a Monday night or a Tuesday night when there's nothing going on, saying, hey, you want to go up and get some swings and take some grounders, or him to be able to come to me like he does and me say, yeah, let's do it. You know, cause I don't have to worry about organizing so much. And again, it's not bad. It's just that I've done it for so long and I'm ready for that break. So, you know, it's a tough thing. And, you know, for those of you out there that are living on the other side of the fence and you have these coaches and team managers that do all this work, you know, I cannot tell you enough how much you should appreciate what they're doing. I know things are tough sometimes. I know people don't always see eye to eye. I know that it's an emotional thing when your kids are involved, but please, please, please understand that I would have to believe in my heart that in the majority of situations that there's a lot of things going on that you're unaware of. And please keep in mind, too, that not everybody's always going to agree because, you know, this is a game of opinions to some degree. You know, things aren't always so cut and dry. Keep in mind that coaches sometimes have a plan and that plan goes out the window. You know, sometimes a half an inning into a game, they have a plan and then all of a sudden it's completely shot. And then they start scrambling. And then when you start scrambling, you miss things. So, you know, make sure we kind of give those guys the benefit of the doubt sometimes and support them. I think sometimes, you know, coaches need our support even more when things aren't going so well. And I think things could easily turn around. You know, be an adult. Be smart about it. Look into some things. You know, there's a big difference between having a good coach whose heart's in the right place and having a guy who maybe's gone off the reservation. We know we have those too, right? So, but this whole dad coach thing is kind of, you know, where I want to stay at because, like I said, I've done it now twice. I think there's been times I've been absolutely horrible at it. I think at the end of the day, all we can all try to do, no matter what aspect we fill, whatever role we fill in this world, right, I think we try to get better if you care at all, and I do. And there was a time where I really, you know, I spent a lot of time with a lot of people and just sponging up everything they had because I really wanted to be a really good youth baseball coach. I mean, I wanted to do it for a variety of reasons. Number one, I was passionate about it. Number two, I wanted to do it for my kids. I wanted to offer them what I thought was a way to make sure that it was done correctly. You know, and you know, not that other people couldn't have done it, but I thought I want to do it, so why not? You know, so to everybody out there, I mean, I challenge you, if you've decided to take on this role and you're getting ready to do it, man, make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. Make sure you do your research. If you're knee deep in it, right in the middle of it, always strive to be better. Always ask questions, always keep open lines of communication. Always think, you know, I found that some of the best things I did was kind of making sure no matter what the situation was, when it came to one of my players or their families, that especially in times of when it was tough, right? When there were some tough conversations that had to be had or some things that may have happened that required a conversation. Before I would have it, you know, everybody always talks about that 24 or 48 hour rule. Let's talk about it tomorrow. Let's not talk about it today. I believe in that. I think it's great. I especially think it's great if one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to take the time to say, okay, I'm going to put myself in their shoes. I'm the coach, and yes, I have to make these hard decisions. And that's the other thing. Make no mistake about it. If you're going to do this, you ultimately have to make some really hard decisions. And if you think you're going to do this and it's going to be easy, you're crazy, okay? Don't also, I've heard some guys say, well, he's a great coach because he doesn't care. He doesn't care what anybody thinks about him. If that's your approach and if that's what you think makes you a good coach or makes your coach a good coach, you need to completely get out of it, okay? That's not a good way to be either. I'm not saying you have to kowtow and every time somebody says, that's not my point, but my point is you have to care. Because at the end of the day, what are we? We are youth baseball coaches. We are not building rockets here. To my knowledge, 99.9% of us are not getting paid. I know there are some organizational coaches that do, and gosh, I hope they're worth it, especially if that's what you want, right? I don't claim to, I have no claim on whether that's right or wrong. I actually think it's a great idea. If you want to spend the money on it and it's a great situation and they're paid coaches, absolutely, I think it's great if that's what you want. But I don't think it's necessary either. So, but in this world, before you have that conversation, put yourself in that family's shoes. And maybe before you talk to them, you'll understand where they're coming from and you can have a real conversation and you probably will have better answers as to why you did what you did. Parents, before you have the conversation with the coach, put yourself in the coach's shoes, right? I think if we do that sometimes when the conversation happens, even though we may not agree, I think we can understand, and I think that's a big part of it. Understanding that everybody is in this and everybody's dealing with something a little bit different, I think goes a long way. So, you know, keep in mind that the whole dad coach thing is really hard on the guys that do it. I know, again, I think the thing at the forefront of all of this, we always right away immediately go towards, well, he coaches so that his son gets everything. Well, I cannot sit here and tell you that that's not true because I've seen it with my own eyes. But I also think there's just as much on the other end that do it like I've done it at times and been completely wrong too, where we're way too hard on them. We don't give them any credit. We beat on them. We hold them to higher standards. We demand more of them. We sometimes overstep our boundaries in the dad-son relationship because coach-son relationship takes over, and we make it feel like it's okay to beat on them as coach. You know, it's a hard thing, man. I mean, I know we're trying to, you know, it's funny. My wife always says, "What are we building, champions here? Are we trying?" You know, and it's like, well, no, but I can understand where that comes from. You know, it comes across sometimes as we're more concerned with that than what kind of young men they are. And you know, I guess where I'm going with this is the one thing that should always take precedent, or the one thing that should always be most important is our relationship with our son. And whether you're dad coach, whether you're team manager, assistant coach, son relationship, parent-son relationship, that relationship should be the first and foremost thing that you think about when it comes to your place in this game of youth baseball along with your sons. That relationship needs to be solid. It needs to be supportive. Nobody said it can't be somewhat, not demanding, I'm looking for a better word, but kind of demanding. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with making them understand that if this is a desire and this is something you really want to do, it's really hard, okay? You're going to fail a lot. There's nothing wrong with all that stuff. The reason there's nothing wrong with it is because it's real. I always said that I was never going to make anybody, least of all my son, try to understand that things weren't what they were. The game is really hard. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder. The amount of work you put in does nothing but increase. It's a privilege, right? It's not something that everybody just gets to do. It's a privilege. You have to, you know, it's harder to do schoolwork when you're an athlete. It's harder to have social time. It's harder to, you know, to stay healthy. I mean, all, you know, you got it. There's more responsibility that comes with it because it's a privilege. It's not a right. So, you know, all these things are the things that, you know, our kids, if your dad coach, should benefit from. These are the things we should be able to help them with because we should have the knowledge to explain it to them. But if we take that relationship too far in dad coach and it becomes jamming it down their throat and I'm going to pound on you because this is my job as coach and I'm your dad, I mean, I don't see how that does any good. Now, the fortunate part for some people is, you know, a lot of times the game is littered with these players that were coached by their fathers, and their fathers did a really good job. And some of these kids, and it's typically what I see, it's the kids that are a little more mature at a younger age, and they pick up more of what their father does. And when they're, and if their father's involved in the game of baseball and they're kind of that real dad coach, they pick up so many great things. So if you do it right, and your son is so fortunate as to be maybe a little bit mature at a younger age, if you really take the time to make sure whatever you're doing for the right reasons, your son has a real benefit. I've seen it. I would use Matt Carpenter as an example from the St. Louis Cardinals. His dad speaks at a lot of clinics, and by all accounts was a great coach, good man, very well thought of, great relationships. And his son, you know, he just, the way he plays the game, you could look at him and you're like, well, yeah, no wonder. You know, the guy was around it from the time how old, and he soaked it up. And kids are like that, right? We talk about how kids are sponges. Certain kids, they sit in the back seat and you can say things and that goes right over their head. You know, like you might be driving along and talking about something and maybe it's your wife or your friend and go, wait, the kids are in the back. Don't say that. And you look back there and go, well, my kid, your kid, they didn't even get it. It went right over their head. And then there's other kids that it's like, you got to watch what you say in front of them because they're a sponge and they pick up on everything and they emulate and they do all this kind of stuff. You know, a kid like that, with a father that does a great job and works on the list, man, they've got an advantage because, you know, they're mentally advanced at a younger age. We talk about the physically advanced kids at a younger age. So think about that. You know, the mental part of the game, the way we approach it, the way we act, right? That's all going to, you know, even for the kids that aren't maybe as mentally advanced at a younger age, it doesn't matter. However we act is how they're going to act. So the next time you're at a game, you know, before you lose your mind on an umpire, and again, guilty as charged here, right? I've done it. before you get into an argument with a parent, before you ridicule a coach, before you get into it with another team's coach because he said something you didn't like. Again, guilty as charged, made all these mistakes more than once, okay? Some of them recently, okay, admittedly. I'm embarrassed sometimes because I get on here and I talk about how we got to be better and then I go out and screw up, you know? You know, and again, all I can say is that I know that it's 10 times better than it was 10 years ago, but that's still not good enough. You know, so at the end of the day, I just ask all of you to make sure you think about why you're doing it. I hope you're all doing it for the right reasons. I feel like I always did it for the right reasons. I just wanted to be better. So make sure you think about it. Make sure you take that relationship with your son very seriously. Make sure you take more seriously the relationship you have with him as dad versus coach. I think that's always a great starting point, is to be more concerned with that. And I think most people do. Again, this isn't a everybody out there that's a dad coach. We're developing problems. I don't think that's the issue. I just there's a lot of new people. Think about it. You know, it's the circle of life, right? So here I go, I'm out. Well, there's some guy out there whose kid's 7 who can throw and catch and hit, and he probably was a baseball player, and he's a good guy, and somebody's looking at him right now as we're doing this show going, you should coach our team. Hey, we got all these kids in City League, and boy, we should put one of these travel teams together. It's happening right now as we speak, you know? And there's a lot of guys out there when they happen, they don't just go, that's right, yeah, let's do it. Because we all know that there's a guy out there that it's happening, and he played baseball at a high level, and he's talking on the phone, and he's telling people, I'm going to whip these kids into shape, and we're going to work hard, and I'm not going to raise a bunch of wimps, and da-da-da-da-da, right? And then there's some guys out there that are like, of course I'll do this. I mean, my kid's going to play short, and he's going to lead off. Unfortunately, that's going on, right? But then the majority of the people are probably out there going, you know what? I really enjoy the game. I like these kids. They're right. They're good kids. I think they could play. You know, I'm going to do, you know, I really enjoyed playing. You know, I was a pretty good player. I understand the game, but you know what? You know, I've never coached 7 or 8 year olds before. Maybe I better go out and do a little research and make sure that I'm doing things the right way. You know, my athleticism will help me understand what I'm reading and hearing from people. So that's my hope, is that the majority of us are leaning that way. So just a little something I wanted to bring up today, as I wanted to call myself out on the carpet, as I want to hold myself accountable. You know, I also want to thank all the coaches out there. It's funny, this year, there's a few other coaches that I've kind of competed, that my teams have competed against since my son started. Good people that have done a good job, that I've watched, you know, really give their heart and soul to kids and try to do it. And you know, it's funny, we keep saying I'll see you on the other side of the fence, but that's really where it's heading for me, is to the other side of the fence, and to be able to just sit and watch and be a fan. And you know, I wonder what that's going to be like. Of course, I mean, because let's face it, I mean, I'm going to be sitting on their side and watch, but it isn't like I'm watching a Cardinal game. I'm going to be watching a game that my son's involved in, and obviously I'm going to want for him to do well. But, you know, I'm trying to realize that my main want for him is to enjoy it, and if it's what he wants, you know, I hope he gets out of it what he wants. And it's my job as a parent to teach him that you're probably going to get out of it what you put in it. You know, those things will never change, right? So, you know, hopefully I'll enjoy that time. But for all of you that are just getting into it, enjoy the time with your kids. Enjoy the time with the kids that you're coaching. I know that I look at the kids that I'm leaving after this year, and I'm going to miss them all, because it's going to be a big void, right? I mean, I'm not going to see these kids as much, for sure. I mean, I might see them around baseball season, but think about the time we spend together in December and January and February getting ready for the season. And then, you know, probably not going to see them anymore, you know. So in that time frame, it'll be a lot more limited. So, you know, that's another thing that comes with it. So, you know, think about that and your relationship with those kids too. And you know, I'm friends with a guy that coached a ton of kids in the town that I'm from, and he sees these kids as they're all grown up now, and the first thing they do is hug him and tell him how much they appreciated him. And boy, what a great feeling for that guy that he made a difference in these kids' lives, to the point where they're growing, they're young men now, and they still come up and give him a hug and thank him for the time he spent with them. That's what we should want, right? You know, I know this, selfishly, admittedly, that's what I want. You know, my hope is that some of these kids that I've spent this time with over the last, you know, whatever it is, 13 years, of coaching these kids, you know, starting with my older boy. My hope is that as these young men come back around, they, you know, they have a kind word at least, and you know, in a minute or two to chat up and see how everybody's going, and, you know, and of course I'll watch as their lives, you know, progress. That should be what's important to us, and of course, if you love the game, if you had any small part in helping them become the player that they could be, that's just icing on the cake. So make sure you think about those things, and of course, I'd love to hear. As I wind down this this coaching this small coaching career of mine at the youth level, you know, I got a lot of memories. I'd love to hear some of yours, so share them with me. info@youthbaseballtalk.com. I'd love to hear some of your stories, and especially for some of you coaches out there that, you know, remember what it was like when you coached your last game and grabbed a lawn chair and became dad again. So looking forward to reading some of those emails that you guys send in. You guys never disappoint. You always have great stuff to say. Looking forward to it. Have our regular edition out this Thursday evening. Special thanks again to the pitch hitter and the Domingo segment that they bring you every week. I've had some people contact me about the pitch hitter. I'm going to have my first guest on here real soon to tell us how they think the pitch hitter has helped their program of kids and what it's done for them. So I'm real excited to hear that. Looking forward to that, of course. Thepitchhitter.com, they've got their special going on right now. You can get it for $99.99, and it'd be the greatest $99 you ever spent. If you've ever went to a youth baseball game and sat there and watched ball after ball after ball, I assure you this device will help. That's going to do it. Like I said, looking forward to bringing you the show this Thursday. You know, very excited about our guest, and looking forward to the emails you guys may have to send me on this topic today, as it was very, very up close and personal to me. And if you're at all a dad coach out there, or you were thinking about it at all, I think it'll be hit real close to home for you as well. Love to hear some great stories about maybe some parents too that have had some dealings with dad coaches, especially when things were handled correctly. I think it's always great stuff. Look forward to hearing from you guys. Once again, I'm Jim Cromer. This is Youth Baseball Talk, and I'll see you Thursday.
Tune in next week for another edition of Youth Baseball Talk. Subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to the show. Find us online at youthbaseballtalk.com, facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk. Or on Twitter @podcastbaseball. Plus, check out all of our podcasts at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.